Day three. Wow, what a day I've had. I nearly didn't make it, which means I've hit my first pothole. Sometimes things come just a little bit different to what we expected them to be. And then the whole day goes up in the air and nothing that was planned gets done. I'm sure this has happened to you, not just once or twice, but quite a few times. And how do you deal with it when you've had a certain amount of urgent to-do things and then life just happens? And that's really what we look at. Life just happens. The outside world crashes your well-laid-out plans. Now, today it was just a day, and it was just a small experience. However, whether it is a small experience or a big experience, there's always an adjustment that we need to make. And the more rigid we are in our planning, the less we want to actually change. So let's look at the theme of this month. When we made certain decisions long time ago, and these decisions come to pass, and they happen to be pleasurable decisions, they just happen to be on the wrong day, what do we do? What are our choices? So I'll share with you what my decision was today. My number one value is family. And when it comes to spend time with my family, I sort of shift everything aside. And sometimes this clashes with what I also want to do. Being here with you. Being present with my clients. So how do I manage that I can do it all? Firstly, I need to look at what is the situation, what can I manage, and what can I not manage. And I don't have to do it all. Because if I want to do it all, then there is an effect of anxiety, stress, whatever. So we need to look at what gives me my greatest gratification level. This gratification is abundance showing up. And for me, abundance showing up happens to be family time. So if your definition of abundance is only financial and money related, then you would have made a different choice to what I have made today. So the key is to always balance what is important, where do I want my abundance to show up, and where do I want to be a little bit more leeway with what is and what isn't showing up. So let's look at the abundance factor. Family time is normally ching, 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 cash out of the pocket. And you know what I love about that? I am grateful that I have been able to do what I did because I had the cash for the ching-ching. So there's a time to look at the abundance in what is flowing in. Then there's a time where you use the abundance and say, what gratification is this abundance giving me? What is my value? Do you spend your abundance level in your value system? Let's look at it. What is your value? Where do you have the greatest satisfaction? Where does your life begin to sing and be happy? When you fill that abundance level, everything else in your life will fall into place. So I want you to just take a minute or two and say, where do I want to fill my abundance level today? What is really important for me? So that when I spend my day and I am at the end of the day, I can say, this was a day well spent. This was a day where I could experience abundantly. Leave you with that thought. I hope you're enjoying these questions. I'm just teasing you a little bit. But hopefully I'm teasing you enough for you to have a ding-dong every now and again. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.